Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. We go down to the Farm Bureau guest line. Check out favorites.com and go with the home team. Coach Brian O'Connor joins us, as he has every week this season. And, Coach, I want to go back to last week in the midweek with the Governor's Cup game. You had some pretty pointed comments after that game, or just right after it. Now that you had a week to think about it, what are your thoughts on the Governor's Cup and playing Ole Miss in a non-conference game in a midweek situation?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, Brian, I was glad we played the game because I thought our guys played really well. And obviously it was a great crowd down there. And, you know, proud that we brought the Governor's Cup back to Starkville for President Keenum and Zach Selman. It's interesting. You know, I knew that the game was always played. Obviously, paying attention to college baseball across the country over the years, knew that this game was played. But, you know, it's the only matchup in the country where two SEC teams play each other in the middle of the week. And that makes it unique and exciting. But obviously, you know, a lot goes into it. So, you know, it is what it is, but certainly not ideal, right, for both Ole Miss and Mississippi State. But understand it and how great it is for our fan base, Ole Miss's fan base, to play a game down in Jacksonville, and that was shown by the fans that came out to the game.
Let's look ahead in the week to the series with Texas. I want to talk about Saturday and Sunday specifically. On Saturday, another example of a guy on your team who's been on the bench for a few weeks, and Drew Wires, who comes off the bench. You give him an opportunity, and he has the big hit that wins you the ball game. Blake Beavis did this a few weeks prior. Valencius has done it a couple of times. It just seems like your guys really do have that mentality of staying ready and getting ready for that opportunity. As a coach, how satisfying is that for you?
Well, it's great because, you know, Drew Wires that day was the right guy to start for us at shortstop. And you know, obviously the big home run there. But I think it speaks to, whether it's Beavis, Valencius, or Drew Wires, or other guys, that, you know, it shows that they're unselfish and they stay ready to go. And that's why they came to Mississippi State. Again, we didn't promise any of them playing time or any of that, you know, we construct the lineup every day that we felt would give us the best chance to win, and they stay ready. And, you know, obviously rewarding, and shows that a guy like Drew Wires or Blake Beavis or whoever it might be is a consummate team player.
And then on Sunday, you know, Charlie Foster was pretty sharp those first two innings. And, you know, you've got a 5-0 lead, and it looks like things are going your way. And then it just unraveled on him. As a coach, when you go out there to get him, and you know, he's not trying to throw no strikes. He's trying his hardest out there. I feel like fans lose that sometimes. They're like, throw a strike. Like, he's not trying to throw a strike. What is the message, though, when you're like, it's completely unraveled on this poor young man right there in front of everybody?
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, it's tough competition, Brian. You know that. It's the highest level of college baseball, right? And, you know, the thing about it is, one of them's a 3-2 count, right? I think two of them are 3-2 counts. And he just didn't make the pitch and ended out hitting Tenney with a 3-2 breaking ball, and it was time to go to the bullpen. But what I think a lot of people don't understand, Brian, is, you know, you don't have guys in the bullpen actively throwing, planning on somebody all of a sudden starting to walk guys. Right. You don't start getting somebody up until they've walked a couple while it takes a certain amount of time to get a pitcher ready, right? And no coach is Nostradamus and can predict everything that's going to happen, right? And so I feel fortunate we were able to get Jack Gleason ready as quick as we did, and then they obviously got to him, and he's done such a great job in that role all year long. He's kind of been the guy that we brought in when it's time to lift somebody that just has kind of lost it. And so with regards to Foster, I don't know. I can't explain it sometimes. I mean, years ago, I had a pitcher in Omaha in the National Championship Series, a left-handed pitcher against Vanderbilt in the National Championship Series that just absolutely dominated him for 2 innings and then all of a sudden lost it. Like, you know, it was kind of a reversal of fortunes. Their starter walked three guys in the first inning, right? And their coach hung with them even after giving up five, right? And you know, and he did a nice job of settling down. And you know, Foster knows he's got to be better than that. And you know, it's tough, but it happens sometimes.
I don't want to get you fined here, but we're going to talk about, you know, what happened later in the game there. I'll just ask this. As a coach, are there times when you leave the dugout to talk to the umpire and you don't think you're going to get thrown out? And are there times you're going out there going, I'm about to get tossed?
Well, I don't really ever think about it that way. There's certainly times you go out and talk to the umpires about certain things that you might see or whatever that you want them to take an eye out for or whatnot. You know, I just felt like, you know, that pitch was so egregious that, you know, I obviously needed to defend our team and our player. Listen, umpires have a really tough job, right? And, you know, as it turned out, that umpire did a really high quality job on Sunday. No matter what anybody thinks when they watch a broadcast, they receive scores after games. And so sometimes it's hard to see whether a pitch is in or out or not. And you know, it's sometimes a situation that you need to defend your player, especially in that scenario, a pivotal time in the game.
I want to make you do the thing that I know coaches hate doing more than anything else. We're going to look ahead just a little bit. You've got your team in a spot where if they handle their business these next 2 weeks, there's going to be a Starkville regional. You're set up at a place where if you take care of the Auburn and Texas A&M, you're going to play postseason baseball here at home. How does that make you view the conference tournament?
No, like Brian, I haven't even thought about the conference tournament. I think it's more about how do we play in our last seven games and what kind of position do you put yourself in? Then after that, then you turn your attention and look at the conference tournament. Now, I've always believed in any time you go to a conference tournament, you do whatever you have to do to try to win it because you want your team playing well and playing with positive momentum. But so you just it all depends on what's the first day you play at the conference tournament. What are you going to do pitching wise, depending on proper rest and all that? And you know, we'll get to that when we get there. But certainly, we have seven meaningful games and everything to play right out in front of us.
So you've got a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series this week. The next 2 weeks, obviously, the final week for everybody is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Does that mean you're going to make some alterations to the rotation in terms of do you want to keep Tico on Friday or do you want to move him up now? How do you plan to attack that?
Yeah, I mean, we'll look at how today goes and tomorrow goes. Haven't made the decision exactly what we're going to do from that standpoint. You know, so the options are thin on when you look at that, especially with a midweek game, a game tomorrow against Nichols. So we'll look at and see how those guys doing, Valinkas and Duke Stone over the next 2 days.
Well, it's time for our weekly Ryan McPherson update, but today we can add Ben Davis and Maddox Webb to the discussion. How are those three guys doing?
Maddox Webb's fine. He just got hit in the leg with the ball, and I really don't think that impacted that next batter that he pitched to that he ended up walking. Maddox Webb has pitched a lot for us recently, and so he just needs to get catch his breath, but he's fine health-wise. No update on Ben Davis. We'll have to see how the coming days go, with regards to his back. And McPherson's progressing well. I don't know, he's got a bullpen scheduled this week, so we'll kind of see how that goes. And it's kind of day to day. I'm hoping that he can help us out very, very soon.
So people like me, who make predictions based off of no information whatsoever, have talked about this final midweek game possibly being a spot where you could see McPherson. Is that a possibility at all?
No.
Just
No, he's not. He's not ready for that.
okay.
So, no. Great question, though, Brian. But no, you will not see him tomorrow.
So. Final 2 weeks of the season, you got your team, as I said, people like me who would put you, there would be a Starkville regional according to all the projections that people are throwing out there right now. I asked you the same question this past week coming off of a sweep. This week you lose two out of three, but you do get the you just a 2-2 week. How do you feel about where your team is right now? And just, at this point in the season, your team kind of is what it is, but where can your team improve in these final 2 weeks?
Brian, I love our team. I mean, perspective is so important. You and I have talked about that before. I mean, here we are, like there's a lot of teams in the league that be right where Mississippi State is right now, and everything we want to do is right out in front of us. So we don't look back, we look forward, and I love our team, right? Are there things that we can improve on? Sure, we can. One would be more competitiveness with two strikes in the batter's box. We've talked a lot about that. That's important for every team, right? And that's something that we need to tighten up down the stretch run here. Our bullpen against LSU was outstanding, and wasn't quite as good this weekend. So need to get back to those guys being healthy and knowing what who we can count on out of that pen down this stretch run, and it's when you play great teams, it's about capitalizing on moments, whether that be on the defensive side of the ball or in the batter's box. And so, I love our team. It's just a matter of playing our best baseball at the most important time.
Coach Brian O'Connor, Mississippi State Baseball. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Brian. And you didn't ask about our midweek starter, and that's good because I would have told you I haven't decided
I haven't
yet.
decided yet. I just figured at this point. So I figured you would let me know if you wanted to. So thanks, Coach. We
Yeah.
appreciate you. Back on Sports Talk Mississippi in just a moment.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.